This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello, this is Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading a summary of an article on the spine and congenital malformation published on December 12, 2014. Surgical treatment of congenital thoracolumbar spondyloptosis in a 2-year-old child with vertebral column resection and posterior-only circumferential reconstruction of the spine column. A case report by Loyola Gresso and colleagues. The authors reviewed the literature for and reported on a case of symptomatic congenital thoracolumbar spondyloptosis to ascertain the ideal treatment for this disorder, a severe form of congenital kyphosis. Surgeons at Texas Children's Hospital's Neurospine Clinic performed spinal fusion in a 2-year-old girl with a history since birth of both progressive spastic paraparesis and neurogenic bladder. Vertebral column resection was followed by vertebral column reconstruction with placement of an anterior expandable titanium cage and posterior rigid pedicle screw fixation, resulting in complete decompression of the spinal cord as well as reduction and stabilization of the kyphotic deformity. At the last follow-up, the patient was clinically and radiographically stable. Motor function in her lower extremities was unchanged, but bladder function was improved. Few published reports regarding the surgical treatment of congenital spondyloptosis exist. A review of the literature, which uncovered 23 cases, revealed the continued controversy regarding surgical treatment options for congenital spondyloptosis and inconsistencies in the terminology for classifying this disorder. The authors have determined that posterior spinal decompression and fusion alone is not sufficient to achieve neurological improvement or a solid fusion in this type of congenital anomaly. Instead, they recommend a single-stage posterior-only approach for circumferential decompression and fusion, a surgical strategy well tolerated by pediatric patients. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. And for more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.